the seminar going is done, of having firm faith in the instructions of the spiritual master. I will start reading from a verse and the first part from the seventh canto, chapter 9, verse 28, because this verse shows or gives us a deeper insight about the relationship between Prahlad Maharaj and his spiritual master Narada Muni. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
from the seventh chapter, chapter 9, seventh canto, chapter 9, verse 28. Evam chanam nipatitam prabhavai kupe karma pikaram anuya prapatan prasangat kritvat masa surasina bhagavan sihita. So ham katam no vichicheta pavritya sevam. Translation. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? Purport. As will be seen in later verses, even though Prahlad Maharaj was directly offered all the benedictions he might have desired, he refused to accept such offering from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the contrary, he asked the Lord to engage him in the service of his servant Narada Muni. This is a symptom of a pure devotee. One should serve the spiritual master first. It is not that one should bypass the spiritual master and desire to serve the Supreme Lord. This is not a principle for a Vaishnava. Narottam Das Thakur says, Tandera charana sevi bhakti sani vas chaname chaname haya e abilas. One should not be anxious to offer direct service to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised that one become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Gopi Bhaktu Kamaneo Das Anudas Anudas. This is the process for approaching the Supreme Lord. The first service should be rendered to the spiritual master so that by his mercy one can approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead to render service. While teaching Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. One can achieve the seat of devotional service by the mercy of the Guru, the spiritual master, then by the mercy of Krishna. This is the secret of success. First, one should try to please the spiritual master, and then one should attempt to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur also says, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. One should not attempt to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by concoction. One must first be prepared to serve the spiritual master, and when one is qualified, is automatically offered the platform of direct service to the Lord. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj proposed that he engage in the service of Narada Muni. He never proposed that he engage directly in the service of the Lord. This is the right conclusion. Therefore, he said, Soham Katam no Vichiche Tavabhitya Sevam. How can I give up the service of my spiritual master, who has favored me in such a way that I am now able to see you face to face? Prahlad Maharaj prayed to the Lord that he might continue to engage in the service of his spiritual master, Narada Muni. Repeat the verse. Evam chanam nipatitam pabavahikupe karma vikaram amya prapatam prasangat kitvamasa surasina bhagavan shihita soham katam nuvichiseta pabritya sevam. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires one after another, I was hardly falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? Chitanya mano vishtam sattam yena buddhalis vamrupkadamyam dadanti sattadanti kama. Pandiyam shirushi yudha patakamnam shirum vaishnavam shashrupam sagachatam sakanarachnatam pitam tam sativam satvaitam sabudutam parichamasaitam sikrishna chitanya devam. Shirada krishna padam sakanalita sivishakam pitam sha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhatyat Pate Kopesha Kapka Kantarata Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvare Vrishamana Sutta Devi Pranamaya Haripri Pankra Kaltra Vrisha Kripa Sinubri Vrisha Patnam Pavan Vyo Vaishnavya Nama Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Paramunityananda Shri Advaita Dada Shiva Sadha Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have here Prahlad Maharaj. Yeah, moment. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Buddha Srimati Bhakti Chiru Santi Namini. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Buddha Srimati Bhakti Vinanda Santi Namini. Namaste, Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasad. Nirvishe Singh Bhavi Prasad. So here Prahlad Maharaj points out his first duty is to serve his spiritual master. And that, Prahlad Maharaj, he heard instructions from Narada Muni while he was in the womb of his mother. But it seems that although his mother heard also these instructions, she did not become a disciple of Narada Muni. And Prahlad Maharaj became a disciple. Because he accepted his instructions in the heart, so we see that this verse where Prahlad Maharaj prays to the Lord Nrsimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj is trying to pacify Lord Nrsimhadev, who is very angry. But hereafter he's pacified. He makes the point, my first duty is to serve my spiritual master. Although we will see later, a few verses later, Lord Nrsimhadev says to Prahlad Maharaj, I will give you all. You can ask me whatever you want. I will give you whatever benediction you want for me. But then Prahlad Maharaj did not show much interest in that offer, because he says, I've been born in a family of demons, and demons are naturally inclined for sense enjoyment, so please do not entice me with this proposal. I'm not very happy to accept it, because you are my eternal master and I'm your eternal servant, and that relationship is the perfection. I don't need anything more than being absorbed in devotional service. But then here in this verse he says, but factually he wants first to engage in the service of his spiritual master. Of course, that's also clear from the Bhagavatam. Krishna expresses very clearly in the Uddhava Gita also, that one who thinks he's my devotee is not my devotee, but one who is a devotee of my devotee is my real devotee. So, why is this so important? First, Prahlad Maharaj, he accepted the spiritual master. He accepted Narada Muni as his spiritual master. How do we accept the spiritual master? Just thinking, I accept him or something? No, accepting a spiritual master means I accept to follow his instructions. And then, of course, there are many qualities of a disciple that we will address later. Because to be a disciple, there are a few points first, what's the position of the spiritual master? One can become a disciple, but one must understand what's the position of a spiritual master. Otherwise, one does not act really in knowledge. It's explained by Krishna, Uddhava Gita, that's in the 11th canto, chapter 17, verse 27. We have the English translation. 17. Acharya mahavichaniyam navamanyetakarachit namartya bhutya sujetu sarva seva mayaguru. One should know the Acharyas myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is representative of the demigods. He is representative of the demigods, but Krishna says, the Acharya is as myself, is as good as myself. Because the Acharya, the instructions of the Acharya, the instructions of Krishna, they are the same. Therefore, the spiritual master is as good as Krishna, because he says the same thing. He gives the same instructions. And one should never disrespect him, because that's very dangerous. What is the need of accepting a spiritual master? Is because it's urgent to get a spiritual master, because only by serving the spiritual master, inquiring from him, and in a very humble way, does one have access to transcendental knowledge. Access to transcendental knowledge one cannot just get by reading a book. That of course, the purpose of Srila Prabhupada to have potency. They will you bring to a level of advancement, but to advance really further, one needs a spiritual master. And it's very urgent that, because this material world is like a fire. It's a house on fire, and we have to get out as quick as possible. So what does it mean, serving the spiritual master? Serving the spiritual master means I remember his instructions and I follow his instructions. Because we have here the example of Prahlad Maharaj and his relationship with Narada Muni, and we will have also a look at Srila Prabhupada and the relationship with his spiritual master. It's remembering his instructions. There is no difference. There is no difference between the instructions of Krishna and those from the spiritual master. That who is spiritual master? A spiritual master is one who gives instructions on the basis of the scriptures. He explains the scriptures. There's a verse in the other verse in the 11th canto. Tasma guru prabhachate, tata guru prabhachate, shiknasa shreya uttamam, sapte parenshanisya tam brahmanya pansamashritam. So it means that tasma, therefore, means it's an obligation. You cannot skip it. You need to approach a living spiritual master. There's no way around. Tasma krom prapachita, surrender unto him. That surrender means I accept his instructions in my heart and follow these instructions. Srila Prabhupada explains that in the purport of Bhagavad Gita 2.41, Vya Vasad Mikabudir Ekana Koronanna Bausaki Ananta Sabudir Vya Vasayana. He speaks about one-pointed intelligence. This one-pointed intelligence is taking the instructions as one's life and soul. So, that is surrender to the instructions of the spiritual master. That surrender to the spiritual master, who is as good as Krishna, so you're surrendering to Krishna. So that, and one should inquire from him about spiritual life. Really be eager to get out of this situation of suffering. Inquire how to apply it. And such a spiritual master, sapte parasanishyatam, he must know the conclusions of the scriptures. Here we have it. Everyone who can explain this, the scriptures, is a spiritual master. There are also other aspects. In the first verse of Nectar of Instruction, it's explained that one who controls his senses, a Goswami, he can be a spiritual master. That's another condition. But there are Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, two kinds of spiritual masters. But we have one Diksha Guru, and we can have many Shiksha Guru. But all of them are equally representatives of Krishna. it's not that my spiritual master who gave me initiation. It's more, it's a better representative of Krishna than the others. No, they should be respected equally. Does not mean that they are equal on all levels, but you should respect them equally. That so is because who is an instructing spiritual master is one who knows the scriptures and who gives instructions to someone for advancing in spiritual life. That so. This relationship with the spiritual master is as good as one's relationship with the Supreme Lord, because the spiritual master is a representative of the Supreme Lord. Now, how does the spiritual master see himself, and how does the disciple see the spiritual master? The spiritual master says, represents himself, I'm just a humble servitor of the Supreme Lord. I'm just a humble servitor of my spiritual master. And the disciples, the disciple sees the spiritual master as a representative of Krishna. That's how the spiritual master sees. Yeah. Whatever the platform is of the spiritual master, whether he's a Kanishtha guru or a Madhyam guru or a Uttam guru, he's a representative of Krishna. We see him as such. That, so the characteristics of an authentic spiritual master are explained in the scriptures, in the Padma Purana. Also in the Upadeshamrita, it's mentioned a guru is a Gosvami, or the controller of his senses. That's one of the qualities. He should follow all Brahminical principles and teaches his principles to his disciples. So he should not only know the scriptures, he should apply them to his own behavior. That's acharya. So he knows the principles of devotional service. He knows nectar of devotion, he can explain all the regulative rules and regulations and the different levels of bhakti. Mm-hmm. So these are characteristics of spiritual master. What are the qualities of a disciple? This is, yeah. There is a verse in the 11th canto, verse 10, 6. And this verse is very interesting. It describes the qualities of a disciple. It's in the 11th canto. Chapter 10, the nature of fruitive activity, and that text 6. Atman yatma sarodaksho nirmamo dritasaridra asatvarorita jihnasu anasai suyur amoravak. The servant or disciple of the spiritual master should be free from false prestige, never considering himself to be the doer. He should be active and never lazy, and should give up all sense of proprietorship over the object of the senses, including his wife, children, home, and society. He should be endowed with feelings of loving friendship towards the spiritual master, and should never become deviated or bewildered. The servant or disciple should always desire advancement in spiritual understanding, should not envy anyone, and should always avoid useless conversation. We have 9 qualities of a disciple. So it's good to check if we have these qualities. I don't have them very much, but maybe you have them. One must renounce all interest in the material conception of life. So one must be convinced there is no happiness to find in this material world. This engagement of my object with the senses and doing and giving pleasure to the body, it will not make me happy. As long as that is there, then Srila Prabhupada mentioned that also in the purpose of nectar and instruction. It's a qualification of someone to take initiation. What one must be convinced there is no happiness to find in this world. That, and one must renounce, of course, greed, anger, madness, illusion, envy, and lust. One should, these are the six enemies of the mind. One should give them up. Anyway, I hope that that's a quality of a disciple. It's not easy to give these six enemies of the mind, to give them up. Most of us may still suffer of that. But it's a quality of a disciple. You can, that if it's seen the Vedic times, the training, Brahmachari training, was 20 years, then we can understand, yeah, to come to that level and to become a disciple. Interesting. A third quality of a disciple is one must, one must be interested in understanding the signs of devotional service, trying to understand it, that really have that inquisitiveness. And fourth quality of a disciple, one must stop thinking I'm the body, and one must stop thinking this belongs to me. That so no sense of possessiveness. That's not a quality of a disciple. Yeah. And then the fifth quality, one must love the spiritual master and have unflinching faith in his instructions. That unflinching faith makes you advance in devotional service. That we will speak about that further. That one must be very fixed in following all the instructions and rules and regulations given by the spiritual master. The seventh quality of a disciple, one must be very inspired to understand transcendental subject matter. An eighth quality of a disciple is one should not find fault with others. And a ninth, one must not be interested in other subject matters than those for spiritual advancement. So that's quite a test case, that it's a very high understanding of what the qualities of a disciple are. That, but of course, a spiritual master is also a disciple of his spiritual master. That now we can go back to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj said, "It's my first duty to serve Narada Muni." So, serving the spiritual master, we already mentioned, means following the instructions of the spiritual master. Now, how does this work? In the Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, at the end, Krishna, in the last verse, explains, evambude brambutva samstatyatmanam atmana yaisatrama bhavu kamarupam drashadam. So, knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind, and intelligence of mighty Antaryun, one should study the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence. That, or Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada mentions deliberate spiritual intelligence or Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, that's one of the definitions of Krishna consciousness. It's deliberate spiritual intelligence. And thus by spiritual strength conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust. So in the previous verse, Krishna has said, Indriyani prana or Indriyibra pranmana manasasti prabhudur yogate parasastusa. So higher than matra, the senses, higher than the senses is the mind, and higher than the mind is intelligence. So with the intelligence, with deliberate spiritual intelligence, one should control the mind and the senses. And then one is a Goswami. But one, to do that, one needs deliberate spiritual intelligence. So in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Te sham sota yuktanam vatsam pitapurvakam dadami bhutriyoham tam yenamam upayantite. Those who worship me with love, I give transcendental knowledge from within the heart. But that transcendental knowledge, it gives only when we come to the platform of bhakti, pure devotee. But we can get that if we remember the instructions of the spiritual master always, always in the heart. Whatever you do, you remember his instructions. And you act according to the instructions by instructing your mind and senses. Then you will always act on the platform of the soul. You are acting according to this deliberate spiritual intelligence. So you are Krishna conscious. Even you may not be a pure devotee, but you act in a Krishna conscious way. And you are Krishna conscious because you are remembering the instructions of the spiritual master. So, in other words, it's, although we may not be on the highest platform of spiritual realization, if we remember always the instructions of the spiritual master in the heart and follow his instructions, we act as a spirit soul, Krishna consciousness. So that is the art to be learned. Connection with the spiritual master is a heart-to-heart connection. Means you accept the instructions of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is in my heart. That, and in that other verse, Acharyam Mam Pichaniam, it said, Sarva Deva Maya Guru. So all the demigods reside in the body of the spiritual master. So means you get the qualities or good qualities of all the demigods. When Narayani Mataji in Vrindavan spoke about that, she said, yeah, there are some Hindus in or so called Hindus in, and they think, yeah, all the demigods reside in the body of a Brahman, but not in the body of a woman. So, and Narayani Mataji said, whatever, Srila Prabhupada is in my heart, and all the demigods are in Srila Prabhupada. So, So all the demigods have all seen me. So that's, anyway, that's a side comment. But we see Prahlad Maharaj, he was much more eager to follow these instructions of the spiritual master, serving the instructions of the spiritual master. And that's the key of success in spiritual life. And if we not get, if we don't get that point, we will not become Krishna conscious. It's just the method Krishna gives us how to become Krishna conscious. So, because Prahlad Maharaj, we see, even when he was instructing his schoolmates, he was always following the instructions of his spiritual master. They got instructions from their material teachers, and from the moment there was a little time, Prahlad Maharaj started to preach and let us chant, and they were chanting Hare Krishna and dancing, and so that's a devotee, always following these instructions. Now let's have a look at Srila Prabhupada. That what was Srila Prabhupada's relation with his spiritual master? How, what was his mood? That this is for my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Chara Maharaj. When Prabhupada first went to Mayapur with his American disciples, he drove straight to our ISKCON land there without stopping at the Gaudiya Math, Chaitanya Math, or Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Samadhi. Some of Prabhupada's godbrothers commented, he didn't even stop at his spiritual master's Samadhi. When Prabhupada was told that they were speaking like that, he commented, do they think that I'm ever separated from my spiritual master even for a moment? My spiritual master is always with me. And that's Srila Prabhupada's relationship with his spiritual master. He was always thinking of his instructions. The first time he met his spiritual master told him, you should preach to the English speaking people. And that was the motor later to execute his mission. And he believed in the word of his spiritual master. He had unflinching faith. It seemed to be impossible for him to go to America. He went to so many difficulties. But he believed in the instructions of his spiritual master. And it's that belief that made Lord Krishna reciprocate to make it all happen. That unflinching faith. We have this verse. Yeah. Yasya deva brabhakti yata deva tata agro tasheta katitaya ta prakashanti mahatmana. Only those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the inputs of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. So empowerment. This is a question of empowerment. Empowerment comes by following the instructions of the spiritual master, because that pleases the spiritual master. That's the source of our empowerment. It's very powerful. So Srila Prabhupada, he followed these instructions. And what's the mood in following these instructions? By following the instructions of the spiritual master, I will become Krishna conscious. whether the result is good or bad, that doesn't matter. That's not my consideration. My consideration is I follow the instruction and I try my best to realize, to follow these instructions. That's the mood of a disciple. He tries to follow these instructions and is not concerned with the results. Whatever the results are, but activity is good because that belief, by following the instructions of the spiritual master, I will reach perfection. I will reach perfection. Not that I will produce results and everyone will say, oh, this is a nice guy. See what he did. It's a great personality. External results may be, it doesn't matter. Vitrasura, he fought with King Indra, he lost the battle, but he went go back to Godhead, and Indra stayed rotting in his world. So that's the result on the level of the soul. The result of the level of the soul is good. Material result is always bad. Don't think about it. That's not so important. So, this is how a disciple should be conscious of his spiritual master. The spiritual master is the external manifestation of the super soul. So that's interesting. I spoke of it first, Tesham Satatayuktana, where Krishna gives direct instructions. But there is no difference between the Chaitya Guru and the instructions of the spiritual master. If you have your spiritual master in your heart, that's the same as Chaitya Guru. That's as much powerful than getting direct instructions of the spiritual master. Spiritual master is the external manifestation of the super soul. When a devotee attains perfection, he always considers his spiritual master to be present with him by his words and instructions. So it means that whatever action you are going to do, you consider, what does that please my spiritual master? What did he instruct me? I have to be clean, I have to wash my hands before eating, because you are remembering the spiritual master. If I don't do that, it will not please him. So I'm doing it. It lies in all this little actions in our life. Everything you do, you have to remember the instructions of the spiritual master. You see that according to your consideration, a devotee makes some fault. Means you don't start to criticize him, but because the spiritual master says don't criticize. Under certain circumstances, that you have a position and so on. It's a question to translate his instructions at every moment in your practical life. That when a devotee attains perfection, he always considers his spiritual master to be present with him by his words of instruction. Srila Prabhupada, part of the spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, was always seeing his activities and was guiding him within the heart by his words. So that's interesting. Always Srila Prabhupada sees me, my spiritual master sees me. What I'm doing, is he pleased? I remember always that when was during the centennial year, 96, I was not yet initiated, but I went with my Guru Maharaj to India. We visited together, we did parikram in Mayapur, in Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, And in Mayapur, it was during the month of August, and there was the weather was a little abnormal for August. It was extremely hot. And we came at a place where in Navadvip, where Jagannath Das Babaji was staying. That there is a big tree with big leaves. Anyway, but there is a temple, and there were so many devotees on Parikram, but it's a small temple. And everyone was in the temple, but I couldn't, and I and another devotee could not fit in. It was impossible to get in. And I was listening to a lecture of my Guru Maharaj, a little from the temple, because I could not really go close by, because the sun was shining there, and the floor was like too hot to walk even. But at a certain moment, Guru Maharaj, he saw me and he said, "Paktalu, come here." And I had to come and sit right before him. I was going, and the devotees let me through, and I tried to sit down. And then he said to me, "Don't sit with your back to the deities." He was really, really heavy. But that instruction is in my heart. That I will never sit with my back to the lady. That I always remember that. So that's a blessing. That so you remember these instructions always. That in a practical sense. Similarly, the more we become Krishna conscious, the more we make spiritual advancement, the more we heal, we believe spirits. We will hear Srila Prabhupada's guidance. The benefit, because our spiritual master is a representative of Krishna, but also representative of his spiritual master. That Bhakti Charumaraj, one quality in him that attracted me, and I can say it's the main quality that attracted me to Bhakti Charumaraj, that is Prabhupada conscious. That anyway, that's a personal thing, but that attracted me. But I see this is a very important quality, because it's in line with this seminar, with the essence of this seminar. The benefit of being in ISKCON is that everywhere we can feel Srila Prabhupada's presence. We can see Prabhupada in the temples he established or inspired, in the deity worship he guided, in his books or his followers. And that's true. Wherever you come, Srila Prabhupada set certain standards. We try to follow this standard. We should maintain this standard. Because that's also Srila Prabhupada's presence. Everything has come from Srila Prabhupada's instructions and personal example. And that's what is protecting us from the onslaughts of illusion. And is pushing us towards our ultimate destination, Krishna's lotus feet. So here we come to the nature, to understanding the nature of the real association with the spiritual master. What does it mean, associating with my spiritual master? Some devotees, they take initiation from an ISKCON guru, and then after that, they see their guru a few moments every year, and that's their association. And they consider what's my link with my spiritual master? I don't see him. But the link with the spiritual master is not his personal presence. That's a mistake. It may be nice to see through much and with God brothers and have a good time. That's very good. But the religious association is following the instructions of the spiritual master. Remembering his instructions. And that is feeling the presence of the spiritual master. You can be with the spiritual master and be Maya perfectly by not remembering his instructions. That's possible. So that's very important. The relationship with the spiritual master is I follow lovingly his instructions. Because this service to the spiritual master is real association, love. It was not Hari Sarivam. It was the previous servant of Srila Prabhupada. What's his name? Shruti Kirti. He was once massaging Srila Prabhupada. And he said to Srila Prabhupada, I don't feel love for you. I don't have that. Srila Prabhupada did not say anything. Then a few hours later he came to Shudhirta Prabhu and he said, how can you say you don't have love for the spiritual master? You are serving so nicely. So you are executing the orders of the spiritual master. That's love. That's the nature of real relationship. So there are two conceptions of presence, the physical conception and the vibrational conception. The physical conception is temporary, whereas the vibrational conception is eternal. So that vibrational conception is Srila Prabhupada's words, which are still steering forward this movement. This vibrational conception is eternal. When we enjoy or relish the vibration of Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita, or when we chant Hare Krishna, we should know that by those vibrations he is immediately present. So Krishna is present when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is present when we hear the Bhagavad Gita. He's absolute. And because of this, his vibration is just as important as his physical presence. When we feel separation from Krishna, the spiritual master, we should just try to remember their words of instruction, and we'll no longer feel that separation. So if we remember the instructions of the spiritual master, we are with the spiritual master. If we remember Krishna, we are united with Krishna. It's so powerful that this serving in separation is the mood of our Guru Parampara, this service in separation. And it's more intense love than union. And that's the Parampara. So one spiritual master is a disciple of his spiritual master, and so they are serving in separation. And that such association with Krishna and the spiritual master should be association by vibration, not physical presence. That is real association. That's the real thing. We put so much stress on seeing, but when Krishna was present on this earth, so many people saw him and did not realize that he is God. So what is the advantage of seeing? The same thing. They saw Krishna and they were still in Maya. So we can see the spiritual master and be the spiritual master and still be in Maya. We have to remember his instructions. By seeing Krishna, we will not understand him, but by listening carefully to his teachings, we can come to the platform of understanding. So there we can get this deliberate Krishna conscious intelligence, which we keep into the heart. and which makes us act Krishna conscious at any moment. We can touch Krishna immediately by sound vibration. Therefore, we should give most rest to the sound vibration of Krishna and the spiritual master. Then we will feel happy and won't feel separation. So, this was also Srila Prabhupada's mood. Srila Prabhupada's mood was, my spiritual master is always with me. My Guru Maharaj is seeing my activities and is guiding me within the heart by his words. So these instructions of Srila Prabhupada we can hear everywhere in ISKCON. And by that transcendental knowledge, we can act on the soul level. Now, today I would like to end this section with dedicating, last part I wanted to dedicate to Srila Prabhupada and try to understand who is Srila Prabhupada. If we understand who is Srila Prabhupada, we can understand the value of his instructions Now, this is very interesting. This is Lord Krishna speaking about Srila Prabhupada. Ever heard about that? Lord Krishna directly speaks about Srila Prabhupada. This is from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. The Brahma Vaivarta Purana describes a conversation that took place in Dwarka between Sri Krishna and Ganga Devi. So Ganga Devi complains to Krishna. She says, Kali Yuga is coming and all these sinful people will now come to bath in my waters and they will leave their sins. So I will become contaminated. So she complains to Krishna, what with me? How do I get rid of all this contamination? How do I get rid of it? And smiling, Krishna replies, be patient. After 5,000 years, my mantra upashaka means my worshipper of the holy name, will appear in this world and spread the chanting of my holy name everywhere. Spread the chanting of my holy name everywhere. Not only in Bharatvarsha, but all over the world, people will chant the holy name. So who did that? Srila Prabhupada. So Krishna is saying here, is my mantra upashaka, the one who spreads this holy name all over the world. Lord Krishna explained that by this chanting of his holy name, the world would become spiritualized, and so many would become Hari Bhaktas, engaged in devotional service to him. He continued to console Ganga Devi by saying, and these devotees from all over the world will visit Bharatvarsha. That's also happening. And they will purify you of all sinful reactions by bathing in your waters. This period of worldwide chanting of Hare Krishna mantra will continue for 10,000 years. Now, this is another quote. This is from the Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatyam, the glorification of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There, Bhakti Devi is speaking to Narada Muni. She says, Idam stanam parichaya videsham kamyate maya. So she's also speaking about Kali Yuga. She says, I will leave this place, Vrindavan, and travel to foreign lands. So before Srila Prabhupada came to the West, where was he? In Vrindavan. And he traveled to foreign lands. The Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmyam, the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, is a section of the Padma Purana. It tells of how bhakti can be revived in Kali Yuga through the recital of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan and came to America, it is significant that his prime possession was a trunk containing the first volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Devi's in Srimad Bhagavatam, which he considered his most important work. It is also significant that he instituted daily classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam as a foundation of the ISKCON temple program internationally, and that Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of Krishna book was the first of Srila Prabhupada's books to be distributed in large quantities. I like that quote, because the first book I ever received and read was Krishna book. Good. Until Srila Prabhupada came to the West, devotional service bhakti had never been successfully introduced in foreign lands. Bhakti clearly chose to travel with him. Of course, we know also the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pritivityachriyata nagaradi gram sarvatara prachar haibe mora nam. In every town and village, the chanting of my name will be heard. But in another place, that's in Sri Chaitanya Mangal, there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about his Senapati Bhakta, a general among the Bhaktas who will appear. Ebenama Sankirtan Karta Tikshalana Antara Asura Jivera Filiba Katiya. Taking the sharp words of the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Nam Sankirtan, I will root out and destroy the demoniac mentality in the hearts of the conditioned souls. Yadi Papi Chadi Dharma Dura Desha Jaya. Mora Senapati Bhakta Jaibe Tataya. And if some sinful people escape and giving up religious principle go to far off countries, then my Senapati Bhakti will come and at that time give them Krishna consciousness. Senapati, a military field commander, Bhakta, a devotee. Lord Chaitanya will empower his own very dear devotee to spread Krishna consciousness around the world. So, that's Srila Prabhupada, this Senapati Bhakta, a field commander. Also, Srila Prabhupada fulfilled Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire that in 1885, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, alas, when will that day come when all greatly fortunate souls in countries such as England, France, Russia, Germany and America will take a banner's kettledrums, mridangas and kartals and thus cause the ecstatic waves of Harinam Sankirtan and singing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's holy name to rise in the streets of their towns and cities. So that was also Srila Prabhupada. or fulfill their desire. That, so, also, he fulfilled Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire that, yeah, that the birthplace of Mahaprabhu would witness international Nam Sankirtan. Yeah. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said, pointing to the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, that day will come that the devotees of Mahaprabhu from both western and eastern counter will assemble together together there and chant Jaya Shashi Nandana Gaura Hari. So there is another prediction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In 1869, Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted in his book Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Precepts. That was a little book he sent all over the world to libraries. But, the principle of Kirtan as the future church of the world invites all classes of men without distinction of caste, creed, or clan to the highest cultivation of the spirit. This church will extend all over the world and take the place of all sectarian churches which exclude outsiders from the principal sins of their mosque, church, or temple. So that's also Srila Prabhupada did that. Then, now, what did Srila Prabhupada say himself about this position? Interesting. This is Prabhupada, it's a conversation between Prabhupada and Tamalkrishna Maharaj. Prabhupada says, and in my horoscope there was written, after 70th year, this man would go out India and establish so many temples. Tamalkrishna Maharaj said, really? And Prabhupada, I could not understand what is this, that I have to go outside of India. That is not. And Guru Maharaj foretold, he told my godbrother Sridhar Maharaj and others that he'll do the needful when time comes. Nobody requires to help him, he told in 1935. And after all, this was true. Guru Maharaj told, and in the beginning, first sight, he told, you have to do this. Anyway, please try to save the temple of Jiva Goswami, because in the very future, many people from all parts of the world will come to see the temple and samadhi of Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami. So Srila Prabhupada knew it. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, my presentation. Any questions? Yes?
Referring to about Vishnu stating about Srila Prabhupada coming into the world and making the whole world spiritualized, and it's probably going to last for 10,000 years.
Hmm.
What's going to happen after that?
After that, Kali Yuga will manifest himself in his full glory again until the end. So we have 10,000 years to get out. Better not to wait, 10,000 years. Let's do it in this lifetime. That, yeah, but that's described in the 12th canto. The characteristics of people in Kali Yuga and how they will manifest fully. And we are good on the way to manifest them. we made a lot of progress last century in going backwards. Anyway.
Krishna was referring to Prabhupada, but what do we know is a guide around Lord Chaitanya? It's a thought that Lord Chaitanya came from Sri Sanatana.
Yeah, but there is one sentence that makes a distinction. He will spread the holy name all over the world. Lord Chaitanya did not do that. He speaks about this Sena Bhakti, who comes later. Senapati Bhakti, his big general. He speaks about that.
Yeah.
And he's the big general. So he did it. So it's clearly about Srila Prabhupada in that sense.
Just in addition to that point, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, if Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why didn't he spread this movement on the world? Srila Prabhupada said, he saved the credit for me. That's what Prabhupada said. There's a quote from the favorite of his thing. I had a question. If a disciple doesn't make it back to the spiritual world in after taking initiation, it's said that the spiritual master has to take birth again. Does that mean that the spiritual master takes birth again literally? If we take, like, Srila Prabhupada, for example, many of his disciples perhaps not following anymore, does that mean Prabhupada will come again, or does it mean through instructions? What does it mean?
Spiritual master is an external manifestation of the super soul. So, in next life, that does not mean that the spiritual master will have to come back, but the super soul will manifest you externally in the form of a spiritual master to guide you further. You will be guided by Krishna's representative also in your next life. Spiritual master is always an expansion of the super soul. Also, we have the picture. We offer prasad to the picture to Krishna. How can it be that the picture accepts it? Because it's even the picture is a manifestation of the super soul. That's what I learned from Palanana Maharaj. He explained to them in that way. Something else?
Going back to Prahlad Maharaj, did he receive initiation from Narada Muni, or was it just instructions?
Initiation means not a summary, having a fire sacrifice and then svaha, and then the spiritual master takes all your sins and so on. No, initiation means following the instruction of the spiritual master. That's your initiation. When you decide, from now on, I'm going to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. And the fire sacrifice and giving a name is a formal confirmation of that decision that I'm going to follow the spiritual master's instructions, that the acceptance of the spiritual master. And that was the difference between Prahlad Maharaj and his mother. His mother became never a disciple, but he became a disciple even in the womb. He was in that, considering his situation. That, and of course, it's very powerful. It's hearing the Bhagavatam in the womb, it's very powerful. I remember when Mahavishnu Goswami from Gujarat, the old Swami, when I met him the first time, he said this, every mantra of the Bhagavatam is so powerful. Even one line can give you liberation. If you accept it as your life and an instruction, it's so powerful. He said, even when you don't understand the Sanskrit and you hear it, it's so powerful, it will affect your life. So, that's because it's no different from Krishna. Krishna is in the pages of the Bhagavatam, but we have to extract him. That we can extract him by following the instructions of the spiritual master.
Because Dhruva Maharaj received a mantra, didn't he, from Narada Muni?
Yeah.
But did Prahlad Maharaj receive that, or was it just instruction? Did he receive an actual mantra, or is that a mantra?
That's not mentioned in the scripture. But they received the Bhagavatam, and,
okay.
and each verse of the Bhagavatam is a mantra. I received a lot of mantras. Therefore, it could clarify also Lord Nisingadev so nicely. Because the Bhagavatam was in his heart. The instruction of the spiritual master was in his heart. Yes.
We're talking about two different things in terms of spiritual master's physical presence, and then we were saying physical presence is important.
Yeah.
I always heard that you can't have a spiritual master who's not present. Well, you can have, obviously, after frequent use. But then you were saying the spiritual master's physical presence is not so important, it's the vibration. So I just don't know if I lost track or just understand that again, just to. What is the difference in terms of the importance of having physical presence and then not having the physical presence?
Well,
yeah.
The physical presence has may have the example, the advantage you can do some personal service.
Yeah.
But it has also the example you see how the person Bhagavat acts, how he acts in practice. And by the example, Acharya, we come down. So that there's also a great impact. But that's, we need that example in the beginning, certainly. But then later on, we remember the example and we go with the instructions. So it has certainly its importance also. Srila Prabhupada, when he saw that some devotees were quite weak, he made arrangement that they could travel with him for some time to become stronger. Because the personal presence of a spiritual master is also very potent. That, I had that experience when I'm with Guru Maharaj, all your anxieties go. You feel like in the spiritual world, that's the influence of advanced devotees. That not only Guru Maharaj has that, all advanced Vaishnavas, they give that. They have that shakti, that potency to turn everything in every place in a sacred place, to purify all places. That. So it has certainly its importance. Guru Maharaj said after traveling with Srila Prabhupada three months. Because before he was thinking I understood Bhagavad Gita, but then after 3 months traveling, his conclusion was I did not understand anything from Bhagavad Gita, because he saw the living Bhagavad Gita, that makes you conscious. Yes, I have still so far to go, to become equal in success and failure and so on, and deeper meanings of spiritual life. You can learn from the spiritual master, but that learning from the spiritual master means seeing his behavior and understanding the instruction that he is following from his spiritual master to manifest that behavior. So that's a learning process, but once we have seen how the spiritual master acts for some time, we should be able to internalize that and take that with us. So that's important, certainly, to serve for some time the spiritual master, but not only the spiritual master. We should always have this this sadhu sangha with advanced devotees and take shelter of them, never leave them, never leave them. That it's a big error for those who leave ISKCON, because ISKCON has Prabhupada's presence everywhere, and we can learn everywhere from devotees. Anyway. I hope that helps.
Parents were related to parent and child. Parents are there for some time, but the child continues.
But of course later on it's always beneficial. But not only restricted to our spiritual master, but to all the Vaishnavas.
Yes.
Who follow the instructions of their spiritual master, which are the instructions of Srila Prabhupada in a living way. All right. Yes,
Just regarding initiation, spiritual master and disciple, after like speaking to some devotees, I sometimes get the impression that people get initiated as something ritualistic. It's like a good thing to do, like an insurance which will pay out later on. And sometimes I often find that people push devotees to get initiated with the impression that it doesn't really matter who you get initiated by, they're all going to say the same thing.
Mm.
You're going to end up reading Prabhupada's books anyway, so better sooner than later. But my understanding is that it's actually a bit more serious than that, because even like with insurance, if I, let's say, buy fire insurance for here, and like this place goes on fire, the fire company, the insurance company may not pay out if they find out that you didn't have a fire alarm or you didn't have fire doors. So does that work with spiritual master? Can a spiritual master reject you if after initiation if you don't follow the terms and conditions?
First, I'd like to give a comment. The reasons that you give up is exactly the reason why I am presenting this seminar, to give devotees the understanding what really the relationship with the spiritual master means. The spiritual master may accept a disciple who is unfit in devotional service. It's mentioned Nectar of Devotion, I think. Anyway, it's mentioned in the scripts. It may, but with the idea that the spirit, that this disciple will afterwards advance and come to the level of being a qualified disciple. So sometimes the spiritual master may take a risk. But of course, if the disciple does not follow the instruction of the spiritual master, then he will not have the benefit of having a spiritual master. It has no meaning if he does not follow the instruction of the spiritual master. In principle, the spiritual master, in other words, it's a disciple who breaks at that moment the relationship with the spiritual master, because there's no relation anymore if you are not following. The disciple who breaks. The spiritual master normally does not never reject the disciple unless it's a very grave case, but normally that's very rare. If Srila Prabhupada never did that. That's the mercy of the spiritual master. But of course, when the disciple breaks the relationship, there is no relationship. Then the spiritual master is not responsible. That lies with the disciple. So it's mostly the disciple who breaks the relationship by not following the instructions, because that's the breaking of the relationship. Right. I hope it was from any. Right. I hope you have any benefit by this introduction, because the next Saturdays I will focus on certain essential instructions of Srila Prabhupada. That next Saturday I will speak about a check of reality. What's our real situation? And we will analyze that on the basis of Srila Prabhupada's instructions and what's his purpose and so on. It will be for next week. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.